Hi, my name's Sarah and welcome to our Employable Careers and Cocktails podcast. Today we have Naomi.
Hi there, hi.
So I will start the podcast with a very quick question because I know you've got your Gin-ployable cocktail with you today. Mm-hmm. What is your favourite cocktail?
Oh, well, I think I'm going to have to go for a gin and tonic. Does that count? Does it have to be more exciting?
You could always put an umbrella in a gin and tonic, yeah. And then it's officially a cocktail then.
Yeah, I think that would be my go-to, especially in the summer.
Plain gins or the flavoured gins?
Plain. Plymouth gin. Plymouth gin. Okay. Being a proud Janner, has to be Plymouth gin with a slice of lime, ice, nice. Obviously, and sometimes a few drops of Angostura bitters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do like the gin with just pink grapefruit. Of grapefruit in the gym, that's quite nice too,
nice and refreshing.
Yes. The other important question: who are you and what do you do?
Oh, well, I'm Naomi Fox Smith. I am a bid writer, run my own bid consultancy business. I'm, as I mentioned just a minute ago, a proud Plymouthian. I now live on Dartmoor and I'm running my business from my house, and I'm supporting small to medium-sized enterprises, mainly in the southwest, but I've got some national companies that I look after as well.
Okay, so that's different. So how did you get into the industry? Is it something that you chose, or is it an industry that chose you?
It's an industry that chose me. So when I graduated from university, I ended up in a marketing generalist role,
okay.
For a professional services firm. And I did my first bid when I was there, so in my early 20s. I didn't even know what a tender was. I thought it was a piece of chicken or something. I didn't know what a tender was. And actually really enjoyed the process. And I think because we were successful with that particular bid, it gave me the appetite for it. I am very competitive. I love winning. And that kind of set me up really for being more interested in it. And I then progressed onto other marketing and business development roles, but that had a very strong bid writing focus.
Okay.
And then about 15 years ago, I was made redundant from a national construction company that I was working for. And that's when I decided to set up my own business and go freelance.
Yes. So it's something that you enjoy?
Yes. Yeah. I think most people hate it. I love it.
Yes. It's one of those things I always remember. My first marketing job, my boss shoved a tender on my desk and said, "We need to apply for this." And it was a great big ring binder. And I was just like, yeah, I don't like that.
No, that's not
what I like doing. When you were 16, so I know you just described sort of when you've left uni, but when you were 16, what did you see yourself doing, or what was your ideal job when you were a bit younger?
I wanted to be an inventor.
Okay.
Yeah, I had lots of ideas, and I still do actually, lots of ideas for products, and I wanted to create a product and have a widget and be that person that has their goods rolling off the back of a lorry and onto shop floors. So
yes,
that was what my vision was and my aspiration was.
So very creative then.
Yes, yeah.
Very great. Okay, and you mentioned about your competitive side and winning the bids. But what are the best bits about your job? Obviously, self-employment is a huge advantage. I've done both sides. So what are the best bits about your job now? Apart from, obviously, the competitive and winning all the massive bids that you're winning, what is the best bits about your job?
Getting to work with a range of different companies. So rather than just being an employee and working with one team and one business, I get to be part of lots of different teams and be exposed to lots of different business processes and business types, and that creates a lot of opportunity for learning and development. And being able to support small to medium-sized businesses is my main area. So what I love about that is being able to support them in, to compete against the bigger companies. So it's sort of a bit of like the David and Goliath situation where I'm giving them that support that they wouldn't normally get, whereas a large company would have an in-house team, loads of people working on a bit. It creates a bit of an unfair competition.
Yes.
So I love that side where I'm sort of levelling out the playing field and giving them that support. But yeah, I love running my own business. I've got that complete flexibility and freedom to work with who I'd like to work with in the way that I'd like to work. So yeah, it doesn't come without its challenges,
no,
of course.
No, definitely doesn't. And it is hard work being self-employed and being the only person that does every aspect of your business.
Yes,
so that is hard work too. Okay, so what advice would you give someone who's starting out or like yourself, maybe transition from full-time employed to self-employed, is there any advice you would give somebody that was thinking of transitioning careers?
I think the main piece of advice I would get is building your own network. And I think using a platform like LinkedIn, for example, to do that would be a really strong start. So I think there's nothing more powerful than personal connections and business connections. So building that up and those relationships would be my go-to piece of advice. But also to take opportunities as they're given to you. So whether that's training or going on courses or getting feedback or working with potentially a mentor in your business, any opportunity, any new experience, get stuck in and take it.
Just go for it. Have fun and go for it.
Absolutely.
What is the funniest thing you've seen in an office environment?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's one of those of, can I tell that story?
Yes, I'm having one of those moments. Yeah, funniest thing I've seen. Well, do you know what? I think a telephone box is pretty unusual.
Yes, that is.
I wouldn't say it was funny, but I'd say it was unusual.
As well as the post box as well that goes with it behind.
Yes, while I'm sort of racking my brain for something more interesting, I'm going to go with the telephone box and the post box.
In a bar.
Yeah, in a bar. Yeah,
in a bar.
The combination of them all.
No, that's fine. Okay, so is there any conspiracy theories that you believe in?
Oh.
Kind of mixing it up away from the career side of things now.
Is Kate Middleton dead?
Oh.
I'm quite interested in that one.
That would be... never even contemplated that one.
Was that her on the bench? Was that a deep fake? Who knows?
You've got me thinking about that one too.
Yeah, so I'm... Yeah, it's not really a very serious one, but yeah.
No, she kind of just... She did vanish.
She no one's seen her since December.
No.
No.
Yeah.
So
there you go. They was expecting aliens, but no, that one's no.
Oh, that's not. That's true.
That's
right?
No.
That's
not
conspiracy. Aliens, 100%.
No, I know, but it depends on what sort of level of aliens are they. Like Men in Black living with us, sort of aliens, or the green men that come out of space aliens. Oh, it's. But yes, Kate Middleton.
I need to drink some more gin before we get into that conversation.
Yes, definitely. So you've got the world's attention for 30 seconds. What would you say to the world?
I would say make the most of the precious miracle of being on this earth. We are so, it really is just such a mind-bogglingly incredible thing that each and every one of us is here and to be given that gift of life and to have our, however long we've got on this planet, is to make the most of it and find out what makes you happy and go after that and try and ignore and block out what society expects of you and what other people think, find out from your own within your own self what that is and go after it hammer and tongs.
Yes, it is hard, and especially because obviously my son's 16 just doing his GCSEs, and it's really hard because I'm a big believer in just go for it. There's so many opportunities, you go for it, and the school is so process driven and that's not how everybody performs. Not everybody's going to perform to an academic level. And it is hard to say, look, just go and make the mistakes, go and enjoy yourself.
It's better to regret things you've tried than not tried, isn't it?
Yes.
So, yeah, have a go. Yes.
Just go for it. If you could interview a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be and why? Or you could do one of each, there's two.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Is there anybody that's inspired you or...
I'm having a mind blank. Okay, let me think quickly.
Okay, so any singers or inspirational, motivational people, any actors, Ben Franklin and...
Well, obviously I'd like to interview Brad Pitt.
Of course.
You know, I have several reasons for wanting to do that, so...
I would not know what those reasons were.
No, in all seriousness, I would like, I think, to have a conversation with... Tim Peakes would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be wanting to interview Tim Peakes because I think he would have the most incredible perspective, literally, on planet Earth, and how precious and fragile it is. And I'd be just really interested to sort of find out more about how he prepared for that trip, what his sort of personal learnings were from it, and potentially what his next missions are.
Yeah, and I suppose I'm very much into space and astronomy, But I suppose for me it would be how he's adapted as well when he come back down to Earth. So he's gone up there and he's in his little-ish ship compared to Earth, and you can see Earth as a tiny little football, and then he's back on that big planet. And I suppose it'd be what his perspective is of now being back down to Earth.
That literal reacclimatization.
Yes.
It must be so weird.
Yes. Because it's hard coming back from holiday. You have to adjust when you're back from holiday, but to imagine coming from space back down to Earth.
Yeah, and just going back to our conspiracies about aliens, what was his view on that as well? Yes. You know, I'd be quite interested.
And did he catch any glimpses of those green aliens?
Exactly.
But he's not allowed to say anything.
No.
Maybe.
No, or maybe he's been zapped and his mind's been wiped from it.
Maybe they've got one of those Men in Black pens. Yeah. Maybe. We will next have the last question, which I think is the most important question.
Right.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Putting right the damage that we as a species have done to our planet. So my superpower would be greenwashing, but in the real sense of the word, not actually greenwashing as we talk about it, where companies are pretending to do good, but greenwashing in terms of reversing the damage that's been done to our planet.
Okay.
So that would be my superpower. It'd be some sort of, just my magic wand would just take all of the pollution away, sort the plastic situation out, get the climate properly back down to the points it's supposed to be. So yeah, that would be my superpower.
That's very good. See, normally our superpowers are flying and strength, but yes, that's a very, very kind superpower to what we normally have.
Yeah, but this incredible sort of green woman type of character that would just, resolve it all.
Yes. Okay, no, that's great. So, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.